Okay, we are up to page Resh Pevav. Page Resh Pevav, which is in towards the end of Simen Tov Chof Hei. Tov Chof Hei, Gimel. We're up to Gimel. We already did Gimel. We're not going to do it again. We did Gimel, the Mechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah. We just have to do the Dirshu. There was just one Dirshu, number 11, on the right side. That's the only thing left to do for Simen Tov Chof Hei. So let's get right to it. Resh Pevav on the right side. There's no page number, unfortunately. But on the right side, we have number 11. Okay, the Imchosam B'shal Shabbos Levad Yotza, this is very common. People make this have this shayla all the time. People say, this is my father, I remember. You're davening on Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh and it's Shabbos, and you're not paying attention, and you say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Or you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and you leave out Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, you should say Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And if it's Rosh Chodesh, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Rosh Chodoshim. Let's say you say one and not the other, all the various combinations. So what is the halacha? So it's very complicated. In a nutshell, B'diyavei, whatever you do is good. But the Yavid, if you just say Shabbos, it's okay. If you just say Yom Tov, it's okay. But if you just say Rosh Chodesh, it's okay. Being that in the Shmoneh Esrei itself, you do explicitly mention Shabbos, Yom Tov, whatever you're supposed to mention. So even though the Chasima really should include both, should include Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but B'diyev, if you only say one at the other, so we'll see when everything is said and done, Safik, Brachos, Lahakel, you do not repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So let's see, number 11, Yom Tov, Shechal, B'Shabbos. Same idea. Imchosam Rak Mekadesh HaShabbos. If you forget to say Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Yisrael V'Hazman, you just become Shabbos, because it's come on, Uber Halacha Sham, Sheyatza Yedei Choyva, it's okay. Ella Shahisav B'Yashar Tzion, Shagam Ludas HaCholkim Sham B'Yam Sham B'Yam Tov, there it's more Chomor. Even if there you want to follow the opinions, we don't follow this, but if you would want to be Machmen and follow the opinion that says that Lo Yatza, that you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, Sham B'Yam Tov, Lo Yatza Yedei Choyva, but Barosh Chodesh, it's more lenient. Just saying Mekadesh HaShabbos, you're okay, even though you did not say Rosh Chodesh. Next paragraph, Yim Chosam, Rak B'Shal Rosh Chodesh. Let's say you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Chodoshim, and you don't Mekadesh Rosh Chodoshim. V'lo Yitzchak Shal Shabbos, because Bar Halacha Le'inyin Yom Tov Shchal B'Yom Shabbos. So we're going to learn from Yom Tov. Shem Chosam Rak B'Shal Yom Tov. Tzarich In L'Maisa Ketsa Ginak. So really, Mikir Hadin. Let's say it's Shabbos Yom Tov, and you only conclude Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and you leave out Shabbos. So what do you do? So it's really a tzarichin. The bottom line though is, but because of alzei agoyin of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, shesafik brachos lahakel v'lo yachsel l'spal l'churu hu adin gam b'rosh chodesh. The bottom line is, you don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. This is very hard halacha. It doesn't say this anywhere. See that you have to have a dirshu. You have to know where to look. Because this halacha is a common halacha. People forget. People, they're davening Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov they just say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. It's Yom Tov Shabbos. They forget to say Shabbos. What do you do? I forgot to say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael. I'm supposed to say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. All I said was Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and you left out that one word Shabbos HaShabbos. What do you do? So go look in the Mishnah Berurah, you're not going to find the answer. It's Tzarchian. So what do you do? Bottom line, what do you do? So here is a little gem hidden away in the laws of Rosh Chodesh. It's amazing that we have to, you know, you have to be a buck in halacha, hidden away in the laws of Rosh Chodesh, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, you bring Halicha Shlomo, unless you learn Halicha Shlomo, which not everyone learns Halicha Shlomo. He says that, bottom line is, Safed Brachas Lahakal, you do not repeat the Shmone Esrei if you forget to say Mekadesh HaShabbos. If all you say is Mekadesh Yishovi HaZmanim on Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, it's okay B'diyavet. The Melo, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Chuadin, if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you should say Mekadesh Shabbos the Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim, and all you say is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim, and you leave out Shabbos, B'diyaved, you are okay, you do not repeat the Shmona Esrei. V'yim tov yom ha'b'tfilos tikant Shabbos. So we had this before. Let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you should really say Ato Yotzarta, and instead of saying Ato Yotzarta, you say tikant Shabbos. Now remember, we learned this before, going back a few days, where instead of saying tikant Shabbos, he said Yismach Moshe. Right? You said Shachris in the middle of davening Musaf, and you said Yismach Moshe. And now after you finish the Shmona Esrei, or when you're up to it, say you realize, what in the world did I do? I said Yismach Moshe. Here's a similar Shaila. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And instead of saying Ato Yitzarto, you said the Musaf, Tikan the Shabbos. That's very common. People can make that mistake. Not everyone has to give a clap. Someone doesn't hear the club, someone's not paying attention, they say the regular Musaf, they count the Shabbos. And then you already conclude, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Now you start with say, and now you realize, oh no, what did I do? I did not say Ato Yitzarta. So what do you do? V'yim tov yom ha'atfilos tikant ha'shabbos and emeris b'shabbos kosa b'ha'goyis ha'chach ma'shloimo b'kaf ha'chayim v'shal shuv shuv z'me'ava shalo yotzi v'chayva lo yotzi. You have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. When you Musaf Shal Shabbos, we said before, Musaf Shal Shabbos, Shchol Moed, Sheim Tov B'Makom Uspal by Musaf Shal Yom Tov, in Askaris Hashabbos, Uspal Kichol by Kichol Shabbos, Tikan Hashabbos Lo Yotza Idecha. So you say the entire Shmona Esrei, and you realize your mistake when the Shmona Esrei is over. Lo Yotza, but there's a solution. There's only a solution if you did not yet conclude the Shmona Esrei. The Imam Artikan Hashabbos, the Koyden Birchas Ritzay. Before you say Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Hashabbos, the Koyden Birchas Ritzay Niska Sheta Kosav Leel. When you meet Shetah B'Musaf Shal Shabbos, Espalu B'Gilas Shachris Shal Shabbos, Sheyoymar Koyden Ritzay V'Nasel Lefonecha Karban Musaf. So it's Pashad Moed that if you do not yet say Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Hashabbos, just go back. Okay, that's Pashat. You're in the middle of saying, you are Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You are supposed to say Ato Yotzarta. Instead, you said Tikanta Shabbos. You're in the middle. And you have not yet said Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Simple. Just go back to Ato Yotzarta. You didn't conclude the bracha. Just start from the beginning Ato Yotzarta. But let's say you already said Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. And you did not yet say Ritzeh Hashem. And now you realize you're a mistake, and you are in between Mekadesh HaShabbos and Ritzei. All you have to do to salvage the Shmona Esrei are just a few words. And the words are, V'nase lefonecha korban musaf. Would you believe it? That's all you got to do. You don't have to say, you don't have to go through the psukim, enumerate all of the what the musaf is. Just say, V'nase lefonecha korban musaf yotze yidei chayva. In the same way, that's true when it comes to musaf shel Shabbos. If it's musaf, and instead of saying Artikanta Shabbos, he said Ata. Instead of saying Artikanta Shabbos, he said Yismach Moshe, and you included Mekadesh HaShabbos, and you did not yet start with say. All you have to do is say the words V'nakriv Lufonecha Korban Musaf V'yotzi Dechayva. If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you said Tikanta Shabbos, and you did not yet start with say, all you need to say is V'nakiv lefonecha karbono shel Rosh Chodesh, karbon musaf shel Rosh Chodesh, and that's enough. The af bebirchas would say bigger chiddush. Even if you already started with say, you can add these words within with say itself. The af bebirchas would say cause a birchalocha leel sheyochol loymar bov v'nas lefnecha. You can add v'nas lefnecha karban hamusaf v'yotza yidei choyva shal Rosh Chodesh v'yotza niyotza yidei choyva v'chein hu adin kan Rosh Chodesh v'rei mash kasav nisham. So it's a bigger chiddush. You can even say this expression v'nas lefon. Karbonos Hayoim Shel Rosh Chodesh, even in the middle of the bracha of Ritzei. But it appears that once you say V'sechazen, then it's too late. It's curtains. You have to start all over the Shmona Esrei, all over again. Stop and begin the Shmona Esrei from the beginning. Wait, you have to go back to Yotzarta. L'chor, you can go back to Atul Yetzarta, just say over the middle bracha again. I'm not even sure. I don't even know. It doesn't say L'chor, you can go back to Atul Yetzarta. You don't have to go back to the Ovos. You can begin from Atul Yetzarta and say what you're supposed to say. Okay, so those are the basic halachas. In a nutshell, all the various complications. Now let's go to the next siman. This is a very, very important and interesting, fascinating halachas. Siman Tov Chavav Birchas Halavana. Okay, Kiddush Lavana. Everyone do Kiddush Lavana yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All your Litvaks. You're a bunch of Litvaks. If you were Hasidim, you would wait until Zion.
And you don't have a Yiddish.
You wait until next Mitzvah Shabbos. Everyone has a Litvak. I also did it. Don't worry. I'm
well. So.
Okay, but let's see what all of the issues. A lot of issues. Haroya Lavana Bechidusha Mavarch Asher Bimamaro Borosh Shechokim. There's a long, complex bracha. We know the bracha Asher you have created with your words. Borosh Shechokim. Shechokim means the heavens. Okay, it's a very nice word for Shemayim. So it's a synonym. I'm not exactly even sure the difference between the word Shechokim and Shemayim. The heavenly expanse. With your word, with your Koyach Amira. Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'es haaretz. With your word, you have created the shechokim and so on. That's the beginning of the bracha. That is what a person should do when he receives, when the moon is renewed. Hagah v'ein l'kadesh hachodesh ela b'layla, only be mekadesh to levana at night, because we can see the moon by day. Early in the morning, you can see the moon when it sunsets. Depends where the moon is. Depends where the moon is. Depending on the time of the month. But you only allow mekadesh to levana when it's vaday laila. You're not allowing mekadesh to levana when it's bein hashmashais, because we'll see the moment. Because then you do not derive benefit from the levana. The yisoid is very simple. You have to be able to derive benefit theoretically to derive benefit from the levana. Today it's impossible because of all of the lights, the street lights and the city lights. So I mean, what kind of hana pollute? You're not going to derive. So it means theoretically speaking, if there would be chas or shama blackout, and the only thing in the sky would be the levon, if you go, if you go out of the city limits, if you would theoretically be able to derive levon in the way the levon is at this moment in time, that is sufficient. So if there was no electricity, there were no lights, and the sun would set, but there are still rays of the sun, and it's twilight. Would you derive benefit from the levana? No, because there's too much light still coming from the sun. So that's not a moment when you would derive benefit from the levana. Merely, you cannot yet make the bracha. But we'll see later on. Very interesting is that alois hashachar, dawn, that when the sun rises, it appears that even though the rays of the sun are first beginning to rise, you still derive benefit from the moon. I don't know why it's like that. That's what it says in the halacha, is that there's more benefit to be derived from the moon at the time of dawn than there is at the time of dusk. So the time of dusk, you have to wait until it's mamish vaday laila. But at the time of dawn, then you can still be mekadesh levana even past alois hashachar, up to a certain point, of course. When it gets to a certain point where there's a significant degree of light from the sun, of course you can no longer be mekadesh the levana.
If you remove
I don't think so. The Ramah doesn't always come to argue on the Mechaber. He writes. So sometimes he argues. Sometimes he explains. He elaborates. He fills in. The Mechaber was never written. It was never meant to be written as a Sefer Halacha. It was meant to be written as a Chazara from the Beis Yosef. Just like Rosh Hashanah. And it's a very strange sefer. The whole this that today it's Kodesh Kodashim, Shulchan Aruch. This is meant. The whole Shulchan Aruch was meant to be a 30-day chazara of what he wrote in the Beis Yosef. So the Ramah, it became like, you know, what do they call it in college, in high school? We used to use cliff notes and baron notes and this notes and that notes, all these different things. But cliff notes. Shulchan Aruch was just a very short summary. So the Ramah many times, being it was so mekatzer, and it became a sensation to this became the Iker. So he added in a few beurim, into the Mechaber. But of course, being that it was written by a Sardi, and he also wanted to use this for the Ashkenazim, so he wrote many things for the Ashkenazim. But I don't think, it does not appear over here that there, this comment, this Haggah, is come to be chilek on the Ram Mechaber. Not that I'm aware of. Ella b'layla be'es shalvan zarachas, when the sun, the moon is shining, v'nen inurit zarachas, the moon does not shine, it only reflects. But yet he calls it Zarachas. It's very strong. It's a very strong like expression. Zarachas. Zarachas is something used for the sun.
Lack of a better word.
I don't know. I don't think he had a problem with words, the Ramah, but it's an interesting expression. Zarachas. A lot of halacha is perception. Does the earth circle the sun, or does the sun circle the earth? So in the world of halacha. The sun goes around the earth. Because halacha is perception. It's not... That's how it is. So, the moon. What do you see? I see the moon giving off light. Does it give off light? Well, we know it doesn't. It's reflecting the light of the sun. But halacha is very much focused on perception. From our perception, it's called zerachas. This is a halachic work. In halachic work, we don't follow reality, we follow perception. Shalavana zerachas. And then in the end, you have benefit from its light. Let's see over in the Mishnah Berurah. Haroye. Now right away, he gets into a very hot issue. Especially in this day and age, outside of Brooklyn. If you read the blogs and you read the news, Brooklyn is not an issue, but outside of the Noshim Peturas Mulakadesh Halavan, women are exempt. Why? So he says something over here which is very, very difficult to understand. Shdahali Mitzah says Shazman Grama. Really? Kiddush of Zman Grama? Why is Zman Grama? The moon says, so we'll see you in the Dirshus. This is a big, big topic. What is the definition of Zman Grama? How do you define a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama? So we'll get to that a little later on. But he says that as a given. Mimela nashim apater. So what's the next question you're going to ask? So just because they're potter, so it doesn't mean that they don't have to do it. Nashim is man hazeh. They do almost everything today. What do women do today? They do almost everything, even though they're exempt. They still do it. You're potter, fine, but you can still do it. So nashim should be going out in the kaddish. They have to call mitzaseh shasman grama noyegas to nashim, even though many mitzaseh shasman grama noyegas. Hanashim shemekayimoyis, which are mekayim umavarchos them, and they bring brach on them. You call mokan mitzvah zo ein tzrichin lekayima. Now notice, he doesn't say they should not do it. The Mishnah Berurah is very delicate, very, very careful what he says. They're not tzrichin, they're not required. Doesn't say they should. Doesn't say bedav they should not. It's very complicated. I once heard a very good shir. Very good shir discussing this. But nashim with regard to kiddush lavan, it's extremely complex. And after hearing that whole shir, and you look at the Mishnah Berurah and you see that he says ain't tzrichin, and he didn't say they should not do it. He's making a statement. Ain't tzrichin lekayimah mishum dehem gamu pegam halavana. They cause the gam halavana by giving adam harishayin eitz from eitz hadas. Like giving Adam Rishon the Eitz Hadas, that caused death to the world, and that caused Levon to be Nifka. Now that's a Pella. This comes from a Medrash. What? The Levana, we know it says in the Gemara, the Shnei HaMa'oris HaGedoylim, Hashem made two Oris Gedoylim. This was on day one, when was day four? Whenever it was. Adam wasn't around. Okay, Adam wasn't around then. As Shnei Amaris HaGadolim, as Amar HaGadolim and Mishel Eshbayim, the as Amar HaKoton and Mishel Eshbalayla. What's going on? It first says Shnei Amaris HaGadolim, and then it says Mar HaGadol, Mar HaKoton. So what's the answer? Hashem ate two lights, and the moon complained, Ein Shnei Melochim Misham Shem Mekesarecha, Shashem Lech Vismati Yes Atzmech Mimai Yisself. But what's going on? But that Adam wasn't on the scene yet. Adam first came on the scene Friday, Eitz Hadas. So what's going on? And here it says, oh, it's her fault. It's the woman's fault. She didn't exist. So it's very complicated. So Teretz says, maybe in Echnami, originally when it says Mor HaGadol, Mor HaKaton, is telling us what can happen later afterwards. Mayin Zeuzeh, she sinned, so the moon has to suffer, but the moon suffered because the moon complained itself. So the moon learned how to complain from the Neisha. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. So what's going on? I don't know the answer. There is no real answer. It's not clear. It's very complicated. But there is a Chazal, and based on this Chazal, it's all part of Chet. It's all part of this thing called Chet. Isha was the first one that made it. Chet, it's not clear. It's not clear. So I don't know. But this is what it says here. Aleph, he brings this down. Cain, look in the Shar HaTzion. Morgan Avraham Mishar Achorinim Hashem Shloh. Okay, the Shloh Kaddish. That's what it says. And the male and Noshim are less mechuyev in doing Kiddush Levana. Anyone ever see women doing Kiddush Levana? I never saw it. You never saw? Someone told me he went to a co-ed camp. He went to a co-ed camp and the boys and girls do everything together. Except they have different bunks. But Shabbos, Shalosh Shudos, and this. So the Daven Ma'ariv. Like we're young girls on the Bas Mitzvah. So after Daven Ma'ariv, they did Kiddush Levana. They all went out to Kiddush Levana. The girls also went out to Kiddush Levana. That's the only time we remember as women doing Kiddush Levana. What? They don't drink. They don't drink because they'll grow here, right? We won't spoke about that.
The co-ed kids have Havdalah service. They call it Havdalah.
Yeah. What do you mean it's a big thing? They do? What do you mean? The Nashim?
They do. In other words, everyone in the camp gather around and,
But by Sfarim, by...
They don't drink because they won't have children. That's what came out.
But here he makes an issue. Ein etzrichim l'kayim v'shun havi yidim gram b'kam alavana. Next. Okay. So let's just go through
first. Down here, that if you see in the moon... From the glass.
Oh, we're going to get to that. You can make it from a glass indoors. Let's see. The Suma Chayim Kiddush Levana. What about a Suma? Someone who's blind. So someone who's blind cannot be there from the Arul Levana. The Suma Chayim Kiddush Levana. Why? Keep it Rachas on Iskan Al Chiddush Oilo on the renewal of the world. The moon renews itself. The Gamu Nene Al Yidei Sha'achedim. Being that other people benefit from the moon, and being that they benefit, the benefit trickles down. You see, it's a trickle down society. The Mishnah was a Republican. It's a trickle-down society. Being that others benefit, the name of the benefit trickles down to the unfortunate people, they will also get jobs, they'll also be nana, trickle-down society. They got him on the road. Just like a suma can say, next shayla. What about a child? Should a child say Kiddush Levana? Should he take the child outside and say Kiddush Levana? So he says, yes, of course, you should train him right away as soon as he's able to. Not necessarily. Wait until he's learned, until he's a little bit older. Okay, it's not clear. We'll see the issues. We discuss some of these issues. The yesh, the kavanah, the gam kein toiv lina kein lechatil kama shapatzik shem shachunach linyan kriyash shmash ayin sham. They also should teach child, as they say, kriyash shmash. You should teach child because it could be that children, young children, they already went to sleep at that point in time. By the time it's mitzvah Shabbos, when you do kiddush levana, they're already sleeping. So should you keep them up? I mean, how far does it go? If for some reason, it appears that Kiddush Levana, it's not on the radar. It's not in the mitzvahs which Nashim don't do, and even children, you're not so makbid to impress upon them that they should do it. Compared to other mitzvahs, which you stress that they should do it at a younger age. Let's see base next. Ella Balayla, next Mishnah Berurah. Let's just some of the Mishnah Berurahs and the issue. Ella Balayla, you only do it at night. La Fuke Ben Hashmoshes. Shalavon and Niris Kitsas, the Adain Huyom, but you've only seen a little bit. The Adain Huyom, and it's still there, you're not going to be in the Gimel Venin and the Aron, you have Hanof and it's light. The Hain Nubi'esh says, Rikhos and Nikaris Algabe Karka, when the Zrikhos Nikaris Algabe Karka. that you have to have hanah, not during. We'll go back one line. Okay, not during bein hashmoshes. You must wait until it's vaday laila, when you have benefit from its light. That the light of the moon is shining upon the earth. Can you imagine if you would turn off all of the lights, all of the city lights, all of the electricity, and you would see that the light of the moon is casting light on the earth? In ischas alvan be'avim. What? Let's say it's cloudy. Can you make a bracha? So it depends. If the cloud is very thin, it's transparent, and you can still see the levana through the cloud, but it's not enough. Enough light has to go through the cloud that if it was completely dark outside, there were no electric lights, you would be able to derive benefit. Im of dak, the color, should the cloud is thin, shiniris halavana mimenu v'neneba, and you can still draw benefit, then mevarchi make a bracha. Im ha'novelos, the cloud is thick, einay mevarchi, you can make a bracha. Im hischil levarch, let's say you begin to make the bracha, and as you're making the bracha, the cloud covers the levana, v'yachar kach niskase be'avim, goyim ha'bracha, no problem, finish the bracha. As long as you have started the bracha when the levana was visible, even though by the time you can include your bracha will be completely concealed, it's okay. L'chadchila, you should not make the bracha. If you cannot make that estimation that it'll be visible during the time of the bracha, you should not start the bracha. But if it was unexpected, if you started the bracha and you felt that you'd be able to conclude the bracha before the cloud covered the levana, and then you were wrong, and suddenly the cloud covers the levana, it's okay, you can include the bracha. Goymer ha-bracha. Im lo shu mishash the schan ha-levana be'em sa-berchasai. If you can make the evaluation, it's mikar, but when the time of the bracha, it's lo yasl be'berchasai, you should not start the bracha. Let's say there is some curtain, you're outdoors, and there's some type of curtain that's dividing you, that you're in a tent, and the tent has like a very, very thin, it's a sheer tent, so you can see the levana through the curtain. Can you make the bracha? As long as you can still derive benefit from the light of the levana, you can make the bracha. Hadin gam ken kamolin oven dimamosach urak kolosh shoyver mimenu or halavana atshunir mimenu. You can still derive benefit from the levana, even though when it passed through this curtain, the yachal hakar min hadvarim shem nikarim lor halvana, yachal levar echalav, you make the bracha. Vima mosa chugas. Let's say the curtain is thick. Ve'ein nene me'ar halavana. Ein levarch yimeg lebracha. Dohavi brach levatolav. Ayma shiksav l'mosef ha'simen. Let's look over here in, look in the bottom, the sharat siyun. Ois dalet. Ois dalet, extremely important. Ois dalet. The Radva says this, that if there's a muscle, there's a curtain. Ve'etiko ha'mogin avram b'kitzer. Umavor lehedyos, the Chofetz Chaim writes, from this Radvaz that's quoted by the Magen Avraham, it's clear as day. Mizedim hu roya halavana derech zechuches. If you're indoors, let's say one is not well and one cannot go outside, but you can see the levana from the window, from glass, from indoors. Hachalon demavorech, you can make a bracha. Ideally, you should be outside. We'll see later on. You should be tachas avir hashemayim. There should not even be a tree on top of you. You should be under the open sky. But let's say you cannot do so. You're indoors. You have no choice because of the whatever the situation is. And the only way you can see this through glass. So besides the problem that your head, there's a hefsek between you and the avir, but you also, you're not directly seeing the levana. You're seeing it through glass.
So
it's fine.
You're seeing it under a tree.
No.
Leaves.
No, you should not. You should not do it under a tree. We'll see it later on. You should be tachas avir hashamayim. But we're putting that aside. What about glass? I'm not even seeing the sides. I'm looking through glass. It's okay. Because it says here, "Perish of Mosach, a veil is okay." Derech zechuchas achalon demavarech mashkasim berhayitav v'shem metshuvas v'ayishos v'ayim v'shayshuvkei. But basically, that it's permitted to make a bracha through glass. Because we'll do more details. We'll stop here. We'll do minutes from next time. The deer shoes and go further. Take a break. Yeah.
Let's say you start the bracha.
Yeah.
The moon is out, and then you can finish the bracha when the moon disappears. Continue.
Of course, you can continue. Of course.
It's all the rest.
All the rest is lightweight stuff. It's not machli. The only thing that's important is the bracha. Everything else. Oh no, that's all. That's all lightweight.